SBS Radio.
Wadamuli and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and coming up for you now, a yarn on a federal government campaign now in its third phase to help reduce violence against women, and it's called Stop It at the Start. And I was joined by Christy Marcella, a community influencer and campaign supporter.
You know, I'm really proud to be part of the Respect campaign. The hashtag is Stop It at the Start. Sadly, you know, in our communities and still around the country, there's so much disrespect and violence of all forms against women. And it's about just raising awareness, unmuting ourselves, as they say, making sure we're talking up about issues, having some really, I guess, challenging conversations sometimes about what that means, and I guess leading by example in our own behaviour. So, you know, we've got some serious issues we need to talk about and we need to do something about it.
Why is it so important that you support this issue?
I guess for me, I've been one of those people over the years, probably unfortunately, where I probably haven't stood up and talked up when I've seen disrespect or violence against women, and I'm not proud of that. You know, not saying I don't do it all the time, but I guess it's been a real reflection for me as I've gotten older and a little bit more mature and wiser. I guess thinking about things I could have done better as a woman or as an adult, and how do we make sure that people feel empowered to actually confront disrespect and violence? How do we have the tools to do that? How do we support others? Because I'd hate to see more generations of women or people in general not feeling empowered to actually take control of a situation or actually, you know, call out bad behaviour. We don't want another generation of disrespect and violence happening to women.
And why do you think it is so important that we do call out bad behaviour when it's happening before us?
Yeah, if we don't call things out, we're going to see bad behaviours continue. You know, and I'm a mum now. Got two daughters, and I'd hate to see my daughters experience violence or disrespect. Yeah, there's too much at stake if we don't talk up. If we don't unmute ourselves, we're going to see a continuance of disrespect towards women.
You are a mother to daughters, as you mentioned just before. How do you ensure that you pass down the right knowledge in terms of them knowing what's right and wrong when it comes to this issue?
I think it's in two ways. I think it's about making sure our kids have access to information and understanding what disrespect and violence looks like. I think sometimes people think disrespect and violence is this kind of physical. I've been talking to my girls about how violence against women comes in all forms, like emotional abuse, financial abuse, of course, there's physical, social abuse, meaning controlling what people do and where they go. So talking to them so they're aware of what it is, so they know it, they can see it, and they make sure they call it out or don't tolerate it. The other thing is making sure as a parent that I'm leading by example. You know, we know our kids follow what we do and they learn from us. So making sure that I'm showing, leading by example, by calling out bad behaviour myself and certainly not tolerating it where they think it's okay.
And how do you think we can make our communities a safer place for all of our women?
I think better education in our communities, again, about understanding what disrespect looks like, what it is. What is violence and all its forms? So I think education, making sure all of our kids, our young women and our young men understand and be accountable for their actions, and making sure, you know, our leaders in the community are the ones that are helping and empowering everybody to call out disrespect. So it's not something that's uncommon in our communities where we all feel empowered to actually take control of what's happening.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.